Hello, everyone. This is Karen Dale inviting you to join me in another time of reflection. The Easter weekend just passed has helped me to appreciate more fully than I have before that we do not just jump from death and sadness to new life and gladness in a single leap. This year, the Easter resurrection story was celebrated amongst the trauma of the COVID-19 pandemic, a pandemic which is going to be shaping our lives, it seems, for several months to come. We just cannot leap effortlessly into new life, and perhaps we never could. What we were doing in years gone past, maybe, was carrying on with the life that we had been engaged in before that momentary pause to sing a few hallelujahs. This year, we're able to relate to those disciples cowering behind closed doors, trying to work out what on earth was happening. Is their beloved friend Jesus alive or dead? Should they go back to their former lives, returning to their boats, nets, and families? I feel particularly close to Thomas. You know, the one who asked questions and voiced doubts. The one who was not there the first time his friends experienced Jesus' presence and was very skeptical when they shared the news, who said these words, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Once Thomas took in that Jesus was alive in some way that couldn't really be explained, he knew that this had implications. "Do you know what this means?" he asked. The other disciples were only thinking about the impact that this had for them. But Thomas was thinking beyond himself. He was considering how this new life rising again would make changes far beyond their small group. Remember, they were still in a single room with the door locked from the inside. This image of a door is a common one in a number of religious traditions. The Buddha's disciples quote their enlightened teacher as saying, "I am the door." The Sufis of Islam refer to Allah as the opener and closer of doors. In the Christian scriptures, Jesus is referred to as the door into the fullness of life. And in our times, Mary Catherine Liddell has written her thoughts in a poem. Mary Catherine is 12 years old. She writes, "Look at me. I'm walking through a door. My life has changed and now it's just perfect. No more doors for me. Then I hear the voice of wisdom saying, 'No, child, those doors are part of you. You've got to go through them to grow. It's called change. Look at the wildflower. It changes all the time, blossoming, closing up, sprouting, or withering. Listen to me. Go through those doors with hope. Go through those doors knowing change is the future and you are part of it. Change is beautiful. You will learn to love it." To live new life means opening doors. And right now we cannot freely open our front doors and move out into the world. But that time will come again. And we can prepare for it by using our imaginations, Using this time to reflect and to pray, to ponder and to think. In our mind's eye, we can see Thomas walking over to the door and unlocking it, then turning, looking his friends in the eye and asking, "Are you coming?" May our imaginations and spirits roam far and free as we remain at home for the safety of everyone. So please stay well. Stay well in body, mind, and spirit.